Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
From the WEEI Studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, here's your breaking news. The Celtics injury report for Game 5 against the Heat has been released. Kristaps Porzingis has been ruled out with a right soleus strain. Soleus strain? Soleus?
Soleus strain.
Yes. No, it's pronounced con.
Ah.
Kahan.
Anyway, he's out.
Woof. So that's from Chris Haynes, as Arcan said. Turner basketball there. A soleus strain causes pain when activating the calf muscle or when applying pressure on the Achilles tendon.
Don't even say the word.
Approximately 4 centimeters above the insertion point.
Ooh.
Gross.
On the
so
heel
that's
bone.
What we're calling it?
Or higher up the calf muscle, stretching the tendon. And walking on tiptoes will also aggravate the pain. Well, he runs oddly, so that makes sense. But there you go.
It's that ballet program in the offseason.
Calf strain, soleus, Achilles. Something's going on. It's not a ruptured Achilles. I think we all knew that because they would have told us that last night, and they wouldn't have given us an update now. Now, Arcan, you were very fearful at the lack of news. Do you feel any better about this?
No.
Why?
I don't. I think that looking at what sort of led to this injury and the way it all happened, I don't think that it just happened on its own. I think that there was something that preceded it, and then he was favoring that part of his left leg and then hurt his right soleus or whatever this thing is. And I'm just concerned that there's not necessarily going to be a very smooth transition back onto the court for him. I think that that's going to be an issue. I think that you've sort of opened up that box now of him with these leg injuries. He's had some that were much worse than this, obviously. It's not that bad, but it's right on the edge. You know, it's right on the edge of there being a real problem that's going to keep him out for the whole playoffs, so I'm concerned.
So you think, and look, this could take him weeks to come back from, right? Like, Giannis didn't rupture his Achilles, and he hasn't played yet in the postseason. And he's probably not going to because they're about to get knocked out.
Right.
So, like, and that's weeks ago. That was weeks ago. And so if you're lucky, it's going to be something similar to Giannis. This is Porzingis we're talking about, not exactly a fast healer. So who knows when he's going to be out there. But I think there might be multiple injuries going on, or his rolled ankle led to this, Arcan. He already had something else going on with his other calf. This is the opposite calf. So is he overcompensating and then making things worse? I have no idea. But you kind of blame Mazzulla for not getting him out quicker, right? I forgot to bring that up earlier.
Yeah, it was not, there wasn't a huge window of time to do it, but it just seemed like he was very bothered by what
rolling
had just happened on the Derek White miss, and he's limping up the court. He gets bumped by Caleb Martin, who's going out there bumping everybody, but I mean, you know, that happened. And then in the next possession, it's like, okay, well, you had the ball, you had a chance to call a timeout, get your hobbled third star off the court, and you just sort of let him run around and look what happened. Like, I thought that was not exact. And I know, listen, when it comes to Joe Mazzulla and calling timeouts, he's never really quick to do
That's
it.
That's true.
But I think he could have been a little quicker last night.
So the Celtics are calling it a calf strain. He did roll his ankle at one point, though. Or I'm sorry, what are they calling it again? A right soleus strain?
Yes. Which is the same thing, Giannis. Giannis is out with the soleus as well.
And again, he hasn't played since April 11th. Is that right? Can somebody fact check that? Somebody dropped that in the Twitch chat. My guy H-Horn dropped that in the Twitch chat. What do we think of this, Mego? Feel better or worse?
I mean, I guess I feel about the same because we don't really know. They haven't said what grade it is, and usually that indicates how many weeks he's going to be out. And even if it's just a grade one strain and he's only supposed to be out between 1 and 3 weeks and he's out for the rest of this series and maybe he's out for the first half of the next series, unfortunately, I think, like, just I'm not a doctor, but with an injury like this, it's so much better to just err on the side of caution and just – I think you can't count on him for being very much of a factor in any of these Eastern Conference games.
Ryan said it was April 9th.
April 9th, exactly 3 weeks ago.
Okay. And is Giannis playing tonight? I doubt it.
I don't feel worse.
He's doubtful, and so is Dame. They're both doubtful. So
I don't feel worse. I feel pretty neutral. I feel like I'm waiting to see what grade it's going to be, and then we can see what the timeline
okay,
really
let's say
looks
it's grade one. It's three weeks. It's 3 weeks. He's gone till the Eastern Conference Finals.
I feel like this is kind of the devil's deal that you made, the Faustian bargain, if we're going to get all literary about it.
Are we?
The what?
Yeah.
Alex Faust, the guy who's taken over on Nesson? Is that what we're talking about?
Faustian, it's when you make a deal with the devil.
His
like
first
when you sell the devil
terrible.
Your soul.
Okay. If you're Googling around, as I just was,
Googling Faustian?
How long does a soleus strain take to heal? In less severe cases, it usually takes up to 3 days. These are for Joe Schmoes. These aren't for professionals.
Oh, if you're not 7'7".
Exactly.
By the way, the semifinals between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves has been scheduled. Game one Saturday. So I would imagine if the Celtics take care of business, which now there's real incentive to wrap things up with Miami, I would imagine that they're probably going to get a game one Sunday or Monday.
Oh, good point. So who are you rooting for in that series, by the way? Wolves and Nuggets.
I would be rooting for Minnesota because I'm less scared of them than Denver.
But you are afraid of them.
Yeah, I'm afraid of them both.
Just less afraid of them.
I'm less afraid of them than Denver.
I would definitely be rooting for Minnesota. Minnesota doesn't scare me at all. Denver, they can beat the Nuggets without Porzingis.
I said this before. Look, Boston and Denver are in a tier of their own. When you're looking at the entire NBA playoffs, that's who should be in the finals. Those two are in a different tier than the rest of the entire league left in the playoffs. Minnesota's just under. I would say OKC might even creep into that tier, and then the rest of it is everybody else. I'm not afraid of anybody else.
I'd root for Minnesota, knock out Denver. Text 37937. KP will be back for the final. I agree. Based on this timeline, if he's on a similar timeline to Giannis, the finals are probably in play. I don't think they need him, but I'm guessing he plays again this postseason. What does he look like? Does he re-injure something? Does he have a setback because he's always hurt? I think all those things are in play.
Also, Giannis isn't back yet, so we don't necessarily know what his timeline
is. That's a fair point. But, like, you know, how far away are the finals? A month? So even if you give Giannis an extra week, and you're right, Giannis may never be coming back, and they're just stringing it along and keep calling him doubtful. Fair point. I bet he's going to play again, but I have no idea what he'll look like, and I don't think they need him.
Game one of the finals is June 6th.
Oh, so that's already scheduled.
Yeah.
So he's got 5 weeks, or five-plus weeks. Where did this other one go? Oh, 37937, also very critical. Never play the breaking news sounder for news like that again. Really?
That was big news.
I feel like that was big news.
I didn't text that.
Listen,
by the way.
Breaking news sounder.
it was a main number. That
the
definitely wasn't right.
The breaking news sounder isn't just for good news. It's breaking news. It's not, ooh, here's some good news for you about the Celtics. It's a breaking news.
Is it because
sounder.
It was too much jargon? We were too technical there. We were playing doctor. Was that the criticism? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I think they were like, God.
Even Ryan was like breaking
news.
No,
it's breaking news. Notice I didn't fire when they were like, oh, Jaime Jaquez can't play tomorrow. Oh no, what are we gonna do? No breaking news.
I mean,
this
Ryan,
is breaking news.
Ryan never, like, legitimately never wants to hit the breaking news sounder, and he hit it there.
It's rare that there's news to break.
He was advocating for it. So that is one hater up there in Maine, probably Maine too.
Yeah, what would have been appropriate news today to hit the breaking news sounder for? If the results of Porzingis, well, we didn't really get the results.
Achilles,
I guess, but I mean, he's still going to be out. Like, we know he's going to miss the game. That's news. That's big news.
Yeah, agreed. Our buddy Jonathan is in Randolph. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey guys. First of all, the Celtics. I mean, well, if you can always trust them. They're never one to downplay an injury in the playoffs, especially.
True,
but. But with Drake May, yesterday during his interview, I was cackling because it was like clear that Kraft gave him this beautiful tour of the scoreboard and the lighthouse and was bragging about that because how quick he mentioned that was so funny. But with starting this year or not, if he wins it, if he's the better guy in training camp, most importantly is all the teammates will know it. And how do you tell like all these teammates, like, yeah, Drake May was better, he gives us a better chance to win, but we don't really care about you, we're just going to sit him anyway? That's not going to sit well. So if he wins training camp, he has to play, barring some catastrophe, in my opinion.
Yeah, completely fair. And so, look, they told him the best guy's going to play. Mayo said the same thing. So they're going to tell him the best guy plays, he obviously wins, and then they sit him? They better not do that.
What are they going to do when they're down there at training camp and there's beat writers who are writing about Drake May every day and throwing out their training camp stats and talking about how he's winning nonstop? And then they're going to say, no, he's going to sit?
Yeah, they're not going to do that. This is why I think he's playing week one. I don't see him losing a quarterback battle to Jacoby Brissett, and I agree with Jonathan and Randolph. Like, that logic. So they're going to let down the whole team. The guy who's clearly better, they're going to sit. Why? To play Jacoby Brissett? You're going to let down your whole locker room. And I don't even think May needs to beat him out. He just needs to make it close. He just needs to stay within striking distance of Jacoby Brissett. It's his first professional camp. If he's already within striking distance of Brissett, who's a 10-year vet, play the kid. He'll get better. Brissett is what he is. He referenced the visit, though, to Foxborough. Drake May was drafted on Thursday, visited Foxborough on Friday. When we talked to him yesterday, he was already back home in North Carolina. The Patriots tweeted out much to the delight of my mother-in-law. She was very excited to hear about where he's from and the neighborhood, and they looked at houses in that neighborhood, et cetera, et cetera. And so the Patriots tweeted out a video of his experience here from draft night to Foxborough. And there was a chunk of the video. It was a quick video, 5 or 6 minutes. Behind the scenes with Drake May. There was a chunk of the video that jumped out to me, and that is when Robert Kraft passed the phone to Drake May with a very big celebrity on the other side. That would be one John Bon Jovi.
Hey, big guy.
There he is. Come on now. Hey, I heard you say I wouldn't know you. Are you serious? Come on.
Drake, you made it to the NFL.
Yeah, come on.
How great is
that? Just starting. Don't stop now. Let's go.
Good guy.
I got to be honest, I think a little less of Drake May after that. I think a little less of him after
that. There he is. Come on now.
He was on FaceTime. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay.
There he is.
I want to do business with Mr. Von Joni himself.
Why? Why do they just push out John Bon Jovi like he's the coolest guy ever?
Yeah. Mr. Bovine Joni himself.
What year is this?
Wouldn't he be more excited if, like, Meek Mill was on the other side?
Well,
Noah Kahan was on the other side.
Kraft, who else is in Kraft's Rolodex? He's like, hey, I got all the heavy hitters here. Yeah, do you want to talk to John Bon Jovi? And Drake May's like, I guess. I mean, I know who he is. My mom used to listen to him in the car in our minivan when she was taking us to practice. I know who you are. My mom likes you.
I'm surprised he didn't go with Chesney. Right?
I'm surprised.
Like, they got a real thing with Chesney. Rang the bell for week two.
If your option is John Bon Jovi or no one, you go no one. That's what I would
Richie
think.
Richie Sambora keeps sending me right to text.
Kraft takes him on a tour of the lighthouse and he shows him the giant scoreboard. May said this to us yesterday too. He's like, I heard it's like the biggest scoreboard in America. It's like, yeah, no, we heard.
Then I FaceTime with Brett Michaels. It was awesome.
Hey, I heard you say I wouldn't know you. Are you serious?
He wasn't willing to share the John Bon Jovi tidbit though. He wasn't like, oh, so cool, I got to talk to John Bon Jovi. He left that out. But Kraft wanted to, you know, flex his muscles. Bon Jovi.
Yeah, he's like, he's going to be around a lot, just so you know, Drake.
He's like the biggest Patriots fan. I mean, there's no bigger Patriots fan. No one lives and dies with your games. Every throw, like John Bon Jovi. I mean, so just, I mean, you make sure you bend the knee and tell him you know who he is, because there is no bigger Patriots fan than Bon Jovi.
And here, oh, by the way, when we go to the Celtics game and we sit courtside, you're going to see Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah. It's a toss-up. It's Bon Jovi or Donnie Wahlberg.
Did Bill Belichick lose Bon Jovi in the custody battle?
I thought Bon Jovi.
Like, why is he still a thing?
I thought that was a Bill guy.
Yeah.
But that's like, he's like, you know what? He's a social climber. He used Bill to climb up into the craft stratosphere. And so I think Bon Jovi broke up with Bill. I don't think Bill broke up with Bon Jovi. Bill loves Bon Jovi. Bill loves Springsteen. Yeah, Bill loves all that. And so, but I think Bon Jovi's a social climber.
Max Weinstein must not get good reception.
He left Bill behind. I think he left Bill in the dust. That's a cold breakup by Bon Jovi. Why is Bill wandering around on ring cameras out getting strange? Bon Jovi left him.
Yeah.
He's filling a void. That's why.
Ever met Vince Neil?
Now, Vince Neil would be cool.
Vince Neil would be cool.
That'd be a cool one. I bet he's got cool stories.
Tommy Lee.
Very. I've seen some of his work. Tommy Lee would be a cooler person to talk to. Yes.
I don't know why I'm hung up on just them right now, but you know. I think that
all of Motley Crue.
Yeah, all of Motley Crue. Yeah, I think when you look at Bon Jovi and you think about like his entire body of work, there was really a big drop off between his last big hit and the Patriots touchdown song. You know what I mean?
I'm
like there
saying,
hasn't been a lot of other big Bon Jovi hits.
If Drake May knows Bon Jovi, it's because he listened to it in his mom's minivan getting dropped
so
off to practice.
Young.
But okay. The biggest Patriots fan. Robert Kraft made sure to put him right on with the number 3.
There he is. Come on now.
And I think a little less of Drake May. 617-779-7937. What's coming up in Meg's planning there, Mego?
Okay, I have a question for you guys. How grisly of a past would you accept in a house that you're buying?
Oh, I mean, for the right
don't
price.
Don't answer it yet.
For the
don't
right
answer
price,
it yet.
Pretty
We're
grisly.
We're going to discuss what is the exact term here. Stigmatized properties in Massachusetts.
Okay, that's right after trending with Arkin.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Some things we just can't talk about.
We're not going to be talking about something.
It's Jones and Mego.
So I went down this rabbit hole. Ooh, tough transition.
On WEEI.
His contract is up in a couple of weeks. And what I would say to the Crafts, to ownership, who chose him over Matt Groh and anyone else over available in the market, even on a short-term basis, he's done exactly what he told you he would do. Extend core players, spend wisely in free agency, draft a quarterback, and weaponize the offense by drafting receivers around him. If you are unhappy with the job that Elliott Wolf does, you have not been paying attention to his own words. And I would give the overall offseason a B to a B+. I think a solid, really good start, laying the foundation. You missed in Calvary. Really, it happens. But overall, this man has lived up to his word, and this franchise is in a better place than it was 4 months ago, and it's mostly because of him. Extend him next and keep this ball rolling.
Yeah, keep it rolling. It's Andrew Callahan, Pat's Interference Podcast. I think he's overstating what Elliott Wolf has done. He's done everything you've asked. He just re-signed all the Bills guys on defense.
He didn't do anything I asked.
And ownership made the pick at three. Like, what's he done? I don't even know what's he even done. I don't even get what he's done. What's he done?
Well, he got spent the draft. 7 out of 8 players are on offense.
Okay, so
he
that. Look, I'll give him that. That's fair. He drafted offensive players. Can any of them play?
And he re-signed a bunch of Bills guys.
Right. Can any of the guys they drafted play? I mean, I'm happy they drafted guys on offense. Can they play? I have no idea.
It sounds like maybe 2.5.
Okay.
Which is the way drafts usually go.
Look, here's why he's going to keep his job, and here's why he's going to get an extension. He did what ownership told him to do at 3. He took the quarterback they wanted. Drake May. Boom, done. He'll get his extension. If he traded back, he might not. If he took Joe Alt or somebody, he definitely wouldn't. And so he's getting his extension because he drafted who ownership wanted. But let's not overstate what the guy did, for God's sakes. He signed a bunch of Bills guys. And let's not let ownership off the hook for letting those guys go in the past. Maybe some of that was about Bill. Some of that was about ownership, too. And so ownership has said, all right, we're now going to pay. We're going to pay for some of these guys. We're going to keep some of these guys. But I give ownership almost more credit for that than Elliott Wolf. I think a lot of what's happened this offseason is ownership.
If I was ownership, I would also look at Elliott Wolf and say, what are you doing about us not even being a destination, but seemingly being the opposite of a destination for players in free agency? Like, it comes down to us and one other team, and nobody wants to come here.
Yeah.
Thinking about the Calvin Ridley situation.
Yeah, I don't blame him for Ridley.
Or it's the situation where it's like somebody's moving, like Keenan Allen, and you guys didn't call them and didn't even check on it.
That's a good one
like,
to blame
there
him
is,
for.
There are certain situations where you go, what are you doing about this? Because, yeah, you can't build an entire team through free agency. You don't want to do that. But you also can't build it only through the draft. Like, there needs to be a balance there, and right now this offseason is feeling extremely unbalanced. It looks like you couldn't really get anything done in free agency. You haven't been able to execute anything in the trade market, so you had to get 7 out of 8 players in the draft on offense, and you're trying to build your entire offense through the draft.
Yeah. So
when does Wolf's contract expire exactly? Do we know?
Play the beginning of the clip again. I think Callahan says it right in the beginning, if you don't mind, Ryan, not to put you on the spot, but I think he says in the next couple of weeks, doesn't he?
I'm not sure.
His contract is up in a couple of weeks.
Okay,
a couple of weeks. That's
there
fine.
You go.
So we're not exactly sure the day, but it's going to be before we get a chance to really see anything about Drake May. I was just sort of wondering, like, if you get to passing camp or just even workouts or something like that, and it looks like May is just, you know, totally hopeless, then maybe they look at it and go, well, you know, this is a bad pick and we can blame it on Wolf, so we're not going to re-sign. You know what I mean? Like, they could do that.
They're not going to blame him. That they wanted May. So they'll blame him for the May pick in like 3 years. They'll pretend they didn't want to make it, but they made it. And again, blaming Wolf for Keenan Allen, totally fair. But I blame ownership for whiffing on Ridley. I give ownership credit, if you want to, for deciding to keep Duggar and Barmore and everybody else. I'm not crazy about any of those players. But who am I going to attribute that to? The Crafts. Like, they're the ones who decided to pony up and pay. So it's as simple as that. By the way, the numbers are in on Barmore. And, of course, they were misleading. It's basically a 2-year deal. Full guarantees at signing $31.8 million. He can make an additional $10 million, effectively, if he's on the roster in 2026. But he has to be on the roster. They owe him basically $31 million at signing, or almost $32 at signing. If Barmore has an injury, I take that back. Maybe some of it's protected for injury. But if Barmore's play isn't effective, they can move on in 2 years. It's not the initial $96 million and $40-whatever guaranteed. Very misleading.
Well, everybody feeling pain. You know what I'm saying? Everybody.
We have a Porzingis update.
Oh, another one?
Woj, 20 seconds ago. Porzingis is expected to miss a minimum of several games with a right soleus strain.
Several games.
A minimum of several games.
Several sounds like 4+.
I was going to say several actually sounds kind of positive, but where's he getting that from? Probably the team, maybe the agent. It's positive spin, probably the agent actually. So it's positive spin, and they're dressing it up. But it's not very specific. It's non-specific. Several games?
I'd make a prediction Eastern Conference Finals. We don't see him till then.
Okay. You think we see him game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals, Arcan?
Yes.
Do they need him for the Eastern Conference Finals?
Do they need him to get there?
No, do they need him in the Eastern Conference
Finals? In the Eastern Conference Finals.
They definitely. Are we really? Do they need him to get there?
Well, I don't know what you're asking me. I don't think they need him for either one of those.
Okay, me neither.
Yeah.
I don't think they need him. I don't think they need him against the Knicks or whoever they get in the Eastern Conference Finals. So no reason to rush him back for game 1.
But don't they have to ramp him up a little bit?
Yeah.
Conditioning and
stuff? If I had to guess, somewhere in that series sounds about right. Game 1 may be up in the air, but that sounds about right. What's he going to look like when he's back?
Yeah, and they feel like they can't go game by game and just say it before every game, oh, he's questionable, and then the last second say he's day-to-day. So, I mean, I don't know exactly how they're going to characterize this, but based on this report, I'd say they're going to be a little bit more transparent.
Twitch chat earlier was like, Jones doesn't know anything. Porzingis said he's going to be back. He says he's going to be fine. It's now they're calling me Dr. Jones. I feel like this was right. I didn't expect him before Jones. I didn't expect him before the beginning of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Just because you're Dr. Jones doesn't mean you're a medical doctor.
No, I'm not. But like, I think people expected him back in like a couple of days because he tweeted, "I will be fine." That's stupid.
We'd be talking more about Jones, MD.
It's true. So look,
Indiana Jones wasn't a medical doctor either. But
I don't think they need him. Period. He'll probably be back at some point in the Eastern Conference Final. What does he look like? Does he have setbacks? We'll see. But a minimum of several games, says Woj.
Minimum of several games.
Of several games. Very nonspecific. And as our buddy Jonathan Randolph called earlier, can't always trust the Celtics and take their word at face value when it comes to this. Fair point. Meanwhile, let's get to Meg's planning.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splaining.
So, the subject I want to talk about is in the news because of a pretty sad story, but I don't want to focus on the sad story because it is just sad and disturbing. You guys remember that house that was in Southie and they found some like remains in the freezer about a year and a half ago. So that house is now on the market.
Okay.
And so that's a very sad story. I don't really want to focus on that because I found this excellent article from my friend Megan Johnson, who writes for Boston.com. She writes for a lot of different places. But she wrote this whole article about stigmatized properties in Massachusetts. And that's basically defined as properties
where
like a murder has taken place, or it can be defined as paranormal activity is reported at the place.
Okay.
And basically about how real estate agents, brokers, whatever, legally, they don't have to disclose that a murder or paranormal activity or any other kind of unseemly activity has happened in the home when they're selling it to you. So in some other parts of the country, it's
what
like...
is that? Paranormal activity is that just ghosts?
Or yeah,
is that
like a haunting.
Okay, but like not aliens, right?
I don't know. It doesn't mention aliens in the article, but I bet it could.
Because ghosts aren't real. So like, if it's
aliens, they
shouldn't have. Yes, obviously. So they shouldn't have to disclose the ghosts. They're fake anyway. Like, why would you have to disclose that? But if we're talking aliens, they should have to.
Aliens haunt people's houses.
They should have to disclose.
So she
that.
Writes here. She says,
are aliens paranormal? Is what I'm asking.
I mean,
no?
I don't think in this description.
I think they are.
You think
they
are?
Okay, I'll say this. Like, because the reason why this is brought up, she writes, in the Salem area, agents are used to dealing with stigmatized properties due to the area's paranormal activity and spooky sensibility. She says one realtor on the North Shore was at a rental property in Beverly that had a significant amount of, now see, this is like where we're talking about paranormal and real life stuff, quote, Satan worshiping stuff going on. During an inspection, the agent found a tapestry covering a door. The rest of the home was disheveled, but the door opened to a spotless room with a shrine and a deck of cards on a table. Quickly, the inspector and the agent realized what they were looking at. This was a room where they sacrificed animals. I learned you never really know what's going on behind closed doors.
Okay. So wait, the clean room was the room where they sacrificed the animals?
The rest of the house is a total mess.
Messy.
Behind, you see a tapestry. Ooh, there's a hidden secret door behind it. You go in it. Spotless room, except for the altar, I guess. And so you see that. When you go to sell the property on behalf of whoever it is, you don't have to tell the people taking the tour, oh, yeah, this room is usually where they sacrifice the animals.
Yeah, it's where they murder the goats. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to do that. Okay.
So my question to you
is, how would I feel about a goat murder room? Probably not great.
Where do you draw the line, and would you, especially in this housing market, would you feel weird if you're like, go through the process, you're about to put an offer in, and you're like very excited about a house, you Google the address, and you're like, oh, God, this happened there.
We looked at a lot of houses and decided that the goat sacrificial room was not big enough, so we decided to go
with that. I was going to say, like, what's the natural lighting in there? Like, how big, what's the square footage in this room?
It's got southern exposure.
Yeah, exactly. Is there...
The walls aren't horsehair, are they?
Yeah, is there, like, a fireplace in there or something like that? Like, what are the features? You know, can I use it as a bedroom? Is there a closet? Like, I need to know some things about this. But, yeah. All right, so some
washer dryer hookups.
Yeah, know, exactly. All that stuff. Okay, so as I, well, if I get a little more, it's hard to answer that question without all these details. But no, I wouldn't feel great about animal sacrifices. No.
Okay, so let's say that let's say you're looking at a really nice property in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And you're excited about it. It's in your price range. Mm-hmm. Not like ridiculously low where you look at it and you go, what happened there? You know, this is way below market. But it's reasonable. And then after you do a tour, you look it up and you find out that's one of the places where the Boston Strangler hit. Would you be like,
Boston
I don't want
to. Boston Strangler? How long ago was that?
That's like 70s.
Yeah, I think, 60s, 70s. I think I'm okay with that.
That's kind of how I feel too. But then it's like sometimes when it's further back in time, it feels like it's more likely to have ghosts. I feel like the ghosts.
What if it's like
if it's the further in the past, the more it feels like there's going to be ghosts there.
I guess.
What like if you found out there were a bunch of murders in the 1800s, I'd be like, well, you know, I don't really care about that, but it probably is going to have an 1800s ghost walking around my kid's room.
Again, ghosts aren't real, but let's play the game. So ghosts, let's play the game that ghosts are real. I'll humor you on this. It's like humoring you that Porzingis actually is the Celtics' third best player. What if he's like the ghost on that commercial? Is it a Geico commercial where he's just razzing him about the house? You got bamboozled. That guy? Like, what if it's like...
That's the worst.
What if it's like never a funny heard of your backsplash.
What if it's like... You never heard of backsplash?
I have no idea.
Wow.
Clearly not a homeowner.
No, I was going to say not in the market. What if he's just razzing you? He's like, oh, yep, that's mold. What if he's just a ghost that's razzing you?
That's so bad. Very annoying. I already work with someone like that. I don't need that in my house.
I would like a ghost like that, just razzing me.
So back in 2019, the Haunty House at East 3rd Street in South Boston was for sale. That was the house where Whitey Bulger buried three different murder victims
in the basement.
Yeah. That feels too recent.
So they put it on sale for $3.5 million. That's what they listed it for.
Uh-huh.
I looked it up. It was purchased in 2022, so 3 years later. Obviously went through like COVID and everything. Eventually sold for $1.9 million. They just took down every building on that property and put up a new condo complex. So it's the same property,
but not the same house.
Yeah, if you live
when something really bad happens, like the town sometimes will like knock the house down and, you know, they'll build something else up there.
Right.
Or they sell it to somebody really cheap and then they build a house.
Even want to be on the land, though?
I would not care at all.
You wouldn't care at all.
I live in the Lizzie Borden house. Like, I honestly don't care.
If it's knocked
down.
Well,
that's got some charm.
But I'm with you, Arkin. If it's knocked down, I don't think I care anymore. Do the fake ghosts carry over if it's knocked down? If it was the same house, I wouldn't love that.
Even if it's like not a ghost thing, you said, okay, 2019, like that feels recent.
I know, but at that point, I didn't realize the whole thing had been knocked down and leveled and replaced. I thought it was the same house. That's what I don't like about it.
If it's been knocked down
and it's brand new, I don't care anymore.
Don't you not love the idea of there being like bodies, murder in the house?
Don't love
like,
it.
That's
no.
a the house bad anymore. Energy.
I don't love it. But that's, I mean, even if I like moved into the Whitey Bulger house, my thought would be, well, what are the odds? Happens again. Yeah. You know? Like, come on.
It's
a
like
lot
the,
of houses.
Lightning's not striking.
It's the opposite of their due.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever known someone?
We're in the clear.
Have you ever known someone who bought or lived in a house like this?
No.
Okay. So when I was in college, my guy friends started renting out a house that was incredibly cheap in Northern Virginia, right outside DC. It was a really nice house because there was a hot tub threesome that went wrong and it was a murder-suicide house.
Oh. That kind of wrong.
Damn.
Yeah.
In the middle of a hot tub threesome?
Yeah, it was a hot tub threesome that went awry, and it was like in the local papers and everything. It was on the, you know, local TV news, and they lived there their entire senior year, so we just called it Murder House.
Got it.
How long ago was the threesome gone wrong?
Like 2 years before.
Wow.
It was very recent. Like they had to rip up the carpeting and put
guys,
the
I don't think the studio
down.
Is going to want to pick up a hot tub threesome gone wrong. What about hot tub time machine? All right, we can work with that.
So to answer your question, like if it's just like a normal deal that I'm looking at, I'm probably not super gung ho about getting it. But if it's like way below, then I'm in, right? Like Arkin, if you're just like way below,
and there's a hot tub, hell yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like you're saying there's just it's an average deal. It's just like right in my price range, is what I'd expect to pay.
Uh-huh.
Then I'd prefer to not have a murder house. But if it's like way below market, come talk to me about the murder house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. But I want to be, like, really saving money on this.
You save money, you can hire some painters to cover up all the blood.
Yeah.
Like, you can, you know, there's things you can do.
I don't just want, like, a deal that I can get anywhere else. I need a deal.
I think I'm really not doing this. The only real upside I see is that I get very stressed out by overnight guests, especially when they pee in my bed like my brother did. Well, not my bed, my guest
bed.
Yeah,
you already had horrific things happen in your home.
it's like having a ghost every time he comes to visit.
Do realtors have to disclose if the brother peed in the bed every night?
Yeah, they've had multiple house guests pee in that bed right there in this room.
It's true. Never multiple mind, house guests
Never mind the dog.
They're like, I'll take the Boston Strangler house.
So I feel like if
is that murder house with the hot tub still available?
If Thanks. You tell everyone, like, hey, yeah, there were murders in this house has a real bad vibe, then they're not going to spend the night there. So then you don't have to entertain overnight guests, which is nice.
That is nice.
You know, because I have people who come from out of town and I want to be generous and say stay here. But then if you say there's a bad vibe, they just won't even ask.
Now, am I crazy? Have we done a similar megsplaining before on houses like this?
No, we did a megsplaining about houses that had secret rooms.
That's what it was.
Yeah, where you find
secret
out
sacrificial
like,
rooms.
Secret sacrificial.
That's like a Venn diagram. Secret rooms and murders in the house. I think it's basically one circle.
Well, especially when you have an altar where they sacrifice goats to Satan.
How about this on the text line? 37937. There's a good chance somebody died at every building in the United States.
That's not true. You think that somebody died on every...
Somebody definitely died in every building in the USA.
Including the one you're currently broadcasting in.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
It's one texter.
That's
their claim.
More ridiculous than people who say you eat like 7 spiders in your lifetime.
Every building, oh, some I buildings just I got built that. Like last year. That's impossible. Yeah, that's ridiculous with this.
No, I think on the site, he said. No, he did say building, but you're right. But what if we say on the site, like on the property, like this property right here?
Probably not. I mean, there's some pretty remote areas of the country.
Well, died is in like, you know, died of old age, maybe surrounded by loved ones or something. Okay. That's different, I guess.
That's not a bad vibe, though.
Not murder. Someone's been murdered in every house in the world.
He didn't say murder. He said died. He didn't say
Fine.
Murder. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not that big a deal. Someone died of old age in a house. What the hell?
Yeah,
who cares?
That happens
matter.
All the time.
I don't know. Some nana dies. She's still, if you believe in ghosts, she's still haunting the house, isn't she?
No. She's going to go haunt her grandson or something.
Why?
She's not going to haunt her house.
This isn't supposed to be a bedroom.
I don't like this backsplash.
I feel like Charlestown is super haunted.
You got bamboozled.
Oh, well, Kat's a big believer in ghosts. Not me.
Would she have a problem with it?
I think for the right price, I don't think it would bother her. She just put up with the ghosts. She just believes in ghosts. That's all I'm saying.
I could see her getting really bitchy about the ghosts. Being like, ah, Jones, these ghosts.
The ghost woke me up early again. First Lucas, now the ghost.
No wonder they got murdered.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wish I could murder him again.
So that's Megsplaining each and every day at this time here on Jones and Mego with Arkin. Quick sprint for Keith up to the Red Sox tonight. You got some time to jump in line, 617-779-7937. And we have Bet Roulette picks for tonight next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Megan Ottolini, don't yuck her yum.
I just read these back-to-back texts. Mego has a very unique chicken kink, followed by a different number that just says, Mego is disgusting.
You have a chicken kink.
Don't yuck my yum.
Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Swayman's playing out of his mind right now. If he continues to do that, the Boston Bruins, I mean, sky's the limit for that team because we know they can play defense. Their power play's clicking like crazy. They made Toronto's power play look like a junior B power play this series so far. So Boston's got all the intangibles, and they can get that consistent goaltending. And by the way, Swayman falters. It's Allmark going back in there.
Boom.
So Boston's looking great right now. Yep. Can't lie about that.
PK Subban on the McAfee Show, in case you couldn't tell with all the grunting in the background.
Yeah.
Again, what Bill Belichick is reduced to now.
back in there.
Boom.
Boom.
Grunting and
boo. Like a ghost.
Ooh. Grunting.
Bang, zoom.
Kuiper impersonators is what Bill's reduced to. But PK Subban buying in on the Bruins. Big one tonight. Is Austin Matthews really not going to play?
Athletic said he is not likely to play, but there's not been a confirmation or denial from the team yet.
Like, Mego not showing up is one thing. This guy not playing in a Stanley Cup playoff game, like, he's going to get run out of Toronto. This may be the beginning of him wanting out of Toronto. Like, I
don't know. He's, like...
I wonder if there's more going on, in other words, than just he's sick. Like, I wonder if he's, like, over it or wants out.
Or stomach, like, there's nothing the trainer can give you. That's quite a stretch for what a break they have between these games.
I think it's pathetic he left the game the other night. Never mind, 2 days later, he's not back out there. And it's like, it doesn't sound like he's even, like, trying to give it a go. He, like, showed up to morning skate and then had to leave that? Right?
Yeah. Maybe he's got a tapeworm.
I mean, maybe I'm not giving enough credit. At least he showed up to morning skate.
Is it true when you have a tapeworm that you, like, dangle a little piece of meat in front of your mouth?
It just leaps right out?
Then it jumps out. Is that true?
Definitely. 100%.
You think so?
Have you seen it?
I've done it.
No, you haven't. You're so
full. Of course
I haven't.
No one's ever done that, Mega.
Well, that's why I'm asking if it's real.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not real, but I would imagine that's not real, but I don't know. I've never had a tapeworm. I don't know.
Science.
Feels like something from Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Sure. So you think that's what's going on with Austin Matthews, tapeworm? Trainer doesn't know to dangle a piece of food on his tongue to have the tapeworm leap out?
Put a pepperoni there. You'll be
good. I missed the first day of medical school there. I didn't know I missed the tapeworm thing there. Yeah, you just put a Timbit right in there.
Yeah.
Put a Timbit right on the tip of his tongue. It'll leap right out.
Is that how that works?
No tapeworm can resist a delicious Timbit.
How's about a hot flaming Cheeto poutine there? Put some of that, dangle some of that right there on the tip of his tongue. It'll leap right out.
It's kind of disgusting.
I mean, you brought it up. It's not disgusting.
Trying to learn on today's show.
I think whether he plays or not, that team's bleeps. I don't think they have a chance whether he plays or he doesn't.
My point about Austin Matthews is this might be the beginning of the end there. Like, he might be out. Yeah. They might run him out of town. Like, Toronto? That's not the kind of market that's just going to be like, oh, yeah, he's got the sniffies. You can miss an elimination game against the Bruins. They might run him out or he may want out, but I wonder if this is the beginning of something way bigger with him. He better play tonight. Like, it's real soft if he doesn't play tonight. And so I hope the Bruins don't, like, throttle back if he's not out there. That's the only thing that minorly concerns me about them a little bit. They look and they're like, oh, Austin Matthews is tapping out. We don't even need to worry about this. And they, like, they're a little flat-footed.
Send out Ullmark.
They take not that, but just like they take it a little light. Like the Celtics took the Heat light in game two. Like, I don't rule out the Bruins could throttle down with that a little bit. Hopefully Swayman's good enough, as PK Subban said, where they don't have to worry about it. Anyway, let's get to some picks for tonight right now in Bet Roulette.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out of here. You can't have both. You don't f*** around in this place. You got it?
Boom, boom, that's it. Gambling.
The text line says we have it backwards, by the way.
No, that's a different kind of worm. I know what they're talking about. It happens with little kids a lot.
You put a tapeworm.
No. You put tape on your bum.
Oh, that's tape. I've read that as tapeworm. Yeah. I'm sorry. Anyway.
For when you have another kind of worms. My dog had those worms.
Of course. Bet Roulette is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car. You can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Got worms?
Chick wipes.
So we didn't hit our parlay last night.
You did not.
In my defense, Porzingis left in the first quarter, right? Second quarter, when did he leave? So, like, I had the over on threes. The guy didn't play the whole game. So in my defense, that one was off. Tatum didn't hit his over. Arcan, you had
over 10.5 rebounds for Adebayo. He had 17, so I hit.
There you go. Big game for Bam. Mega, why don't you roll there?
Okay, ready? Five.
That is NBA playoffs action tonight, game five. Between the Magic and the Cavs, a series tied up at 2 games apiece. Ooh. The Magic are 5-point underdogs on the road.
On the road?
Games
then,
in Cleveland.
Yeah. I'm going to say give me the Cavs on that. Give me the Cavs. That's a pretty narrow line right there, 5 points. At home, the series has been back and forth. I'm not really afraid of either of these teams, but I'd take the Cavs at home with this one.
Have any of the road teams even been close in any of those? I feel like they've all been blowouts.
I think you're right about this series.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean, specifically in that series. Arkin, I think I rolled a one. It's over there in the corner. I think that's what
Yes, that is indeed a one that you rolled, and that is the Leafs and the Bruins. Leafs plus 1.5 in Boston tonight. B's looking for the closeout. What say you? There's a lot of juice in the Bruins minus 1.5. Plus 1.5 for the Leafs is like minus 200, so keep that in mind. Yeah.
Man, give me the Bruins in a blowout then. Give me the Bruins on the puck line. They win by a couple of goals. Give me the juice. And I feel good about Swayman here tonight. Hopefully they don't take Austin Matthews and the Leafs too lightly if he's not out there. But I'll take the Bruins by a goal and a half.
Whenever you do that, like the empty net, the last couple seconds of the game,
they really matter.
Like very intense.
No, it's, yeah. You watch very, very closely. It's true. It's very nerve-wracking. Arcan.
Short. He came up short.
Air ball. A little bit
that
of net there.
That is a four, and that is the Sixers and the Knicks. Sixers are, did I write this down wrong, 4.5-point favorites?
No, Sixers are 4.5-point underdogs.
They are 4.5-point underdogs. That makes more sense. And that is where, the way I was going to go with that anyway. I'll go with the Knicks here, minus 4.5. I think they knock out the Sixers tonight. I think they do it in a convincing fashion, and I think it's going to be a tough offseason for Philadelphia.
Wow. Ryan just gave me the numbers in my ear there. Cleveland by 5, Knicks by 4.5. Both those teams are at home. Bruins by a goal and a half, plus 871.
Yeah. Woo! It's because of you.
Well, I think I know who we'll be blaming when this comes up short tomorrow. But I feel pretty good about it. I'm not afraid to pick the Bruins.
I like your pick.
I'm not afraid to pick the Celtics.
I like all the picks today.
I'm not afraid to pick the Celtics, with or without Kristaps Porzingis, which we talked about here tonight. Maybe Keith will have more on that. Keep our eye on updates here tonight on WEEI. He's got a quick sprint up to the Red Sox and the Giants. Stay tuned for that. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 here on WEEI.
That's the pumpkin market. I don't know this song.
And the card inside would say, thank you for being a friend.
Why is Bill wandering around on ring cameras out getting strange? Bon Jovi left him.
Yeah.
He's filling a void. That's why.
Ever met Vince Neil?
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!